It's nighttime at the Harper Community College Museum of Antiquity. Normally a perfectly peaceful time here, but this night, something is different.
The map of the Cretaceous! It's mine!
Nick Bronson, Dinosaur Hunter! Go, Nick!
Episode 2, The Extinctioning. It was just an ordinary day in the office of Nick Bronson, curator of the Natural History Museum and public servant. Little does the public know that this office is merely a front for Nick Bronson, dinosaur hunter and playboy extraordinaire.
Nick, the people from Dinosaur are calling again! You know, the dog interrogation, neutralization, observation, subjugation, and universal research group?
Damn it, Ava, I don't have time for this. Have Agent Murphy look into it.
But sir, Agent Murphy is on vacation! He said he needed time off to recover from your unique, no-holds-barred brand of crime-fighting!
Consign it to hell, Ava. I don't care if he's getting married. I don't care if he's accepting the Nobel Peace Prize. I don't care if he's on vacation. You get him here and you get him here now!
I love it when you take charge. Why don't we spend my lunch break in the utility closet?
Now that's what I call a business lunch.
Minutes later.
Break time's over, doll. Why don't you tidy up a little while you're in there? Hey, who's there? Ugh.
Several hours later, Nick regains consciousness.
Hey, where am I? Take this blindfold off me and let me see you, coward. Dr. Henry Plymouth? I haven't seen you since I saved you from the clutches of Dr. Damien Guggenheim over a year ago. What's the meaning of this? I was in the middle of a big case.
You were in your office, Nick, and before that you were at a strip club. The only case you were working on was trying to get your gun polished.
Okay, first of all, it was a gentleman's club. And second, I don't understand what you mean. You're gonna have to be more explicit.
You were trying to pay strippers for sex.
Oh, yeah, I guess I was.
In any event, welcome to Dinosaur! The Dinosaur Interrogation, Neutralization, Observation, Subjugation, and Universal Research Facility.
Dinosaur Interrogation, Neutralization, Observation, Subjugation, and Universal Research Facility? I thought it was the Dog Interrogation, Neutralization, Observation, Subjugation, and Universal Research Facility.
Yes, that is what we want the public to believe. This is actually a new top-secret extension of the Dinosaur Neutralization Squad. Everyone believes we are plotting to wipe out man's best friend, when in fact we are leading the world in cutting-edge anti-dino research.
Well, I'll believe it's not dogs. For now. Why did you bring me here?
Last week, a very important item was stolen from our facility. A highly sophisticated piece of machinery that allowed us to detect dinosaurs from over 200 yards away.
You mean D-radar? I thought that was just a pipe dream, like flying cars or the hippopotamus.
No, it exists, and it's been stolen. Here, let me introduce our new intern, Cassandra Davis. She'll fill you in.
Wow, Henry. You never told me you only hired Stone Cold Foxes as your interns. Maybe I'll fill her in.
Not only has the D-radar prototype been stolen, but several other items of import around the world. A nuclear reactor from 3 Mile Island, an alarm clock, various knobs and levers, a flux capacitor, and most puzzling of all, a map of the Cretaceous period. We're in the process of figuring out how all of these items are related.
What does this all have to do with dogs?
And stranger yet, there is one thing connecting all of these locations where the items were stolen. Philanthropist Rex T. Renesse.
Renesse what?
His father was Jean-Paul Renesse, the famous French dog catcher.
So it all comes back to dogs. I knew it.
Anyway, his private jet was seen in every city where there was a theft. It can't be a coincidence.
Come on, babe. Let's check it out.
After multiple stops at exotic locations across the world, Nick, Cassandra, and Agent Murphy finally track Rex T. Renesse to Cairo. They are in a car chasing a motorcycle, which is doing a wheelie. Nick is working the accelerator and brake with his feet, but he is shooting two guns out the sunroof.
Gosh, Nick, we've been everywhere chasing after this crazy kidnapist. New York, Chicago, London, Paris, New Delhi, Beijing, back to New York, Hoboken in New Jersey, and now we're speeding down the streets of Cairo after Rex and his hired goons.
Tell me something I don't know.
Here's something I don't know. I mean, I'm impressed with your multitasking ability. What are you using to steer?
You don't want to know.
Oh no! Dino-copters! That doesn't make sense! Is Rex somehow connected to dinosaurs? Blast it, Nick! You're gonna get us all killed! You're such a loose cannon!
Shut up and start shooting, Agent Murphy. That vacation doesn't seem to have improved your by-the-books attitude.
And you still fly in the face of local international law every turn! Watch out!
After narrowly avoiding a fiery and gruesome death, Nick and Cassandra arrive at Rex's secret lair, inside the Sphinx.
Ha ha! I have finally completed my time machine, and now no one can stop me. I will go back in time and redirect the comet that destroyed the dinosaurs. Human life will cease to exist. All that will remain is a utopia filled with dinosaurs. I will call it Dinotopia.
More like Fruitopia, you nutcase. Give me that gun. Uh-oh. Accidentally grabbed your face instead of the gun. Hey, wait! That was just a mask. You're really...
a dinosaur?
Dinosaurs. My old nemesis. And a French one, even worse.
I'm not French. That was just a cover. I'm not Rex Tyrannus. My name is... actually, Rex Tyrannosaur.
I knew it all along. But one question. How did you get the dogs of this planet to do your evil bidding?
Dogs? What is he talking about?
I don't know. He's got this thing about dogs.
Anyway, it is time for me to bid you farewell, dinosaur hunter.
Quick, Cassandra, grab on.
Oh no! We're caught in the waves of the time vortex! Nick, I can't hold on!
Just wait a little bit longer. I've got a plan. We just let go, right about... now!
Several hours later...
See, what did I tell you? Here we are in 15th century Italy, just as I predicted.
Thanks for showing us how to make a time machine, Leonardo da Vinci.
And thank you for modeling for my painting, the Mona Lisa! You are way hotter than that cow I was gonna use before. And you posed a naked, too. I'm getting a renaissance in my pants right now just thinking about it.
We have to hurry or Rex will save the dinosaurs.
Not if I have anything to say about it. It's time for an extinctioning. And also, thanks for the shotgun.
Don't mention it!
Minutes later, our heroes arrive in the Cretaceous period. Much to their surprise, Rex has not been wasting his head start. Before them is a colossal rocket, constructed completely of fossilized dinosaur remains.
So, dinosaur hunter, how'd you like my bomber rocket?
Mine's bigger.
Confound you and your witty double entendres! This time you won't be following me, Cassandra!
Wait, Cassandra? You're pulling off your face! You're...
also a dinosaur?
No!
My real name is Cassandra Babison. I'm sorry I didn't tell you, Nick. When I found out how much you hated dinosaurs, I just couldn't bear the thought of you hating me like that. Also, I didn't tell you I was a spy.
Wasn't that, probably?
Yeah, mostly that.
Goodbye, dinosaur hunter! Do remember to send the postcard! Oh, wait! You'll be extinct!
But just as Rex thinks he has won, Nick pulls out his trusty grappling hook gun, attaches to the rocket, and holds on for dear life!
Not so fast, you reptilian scum. We'll see who'll be extinction.
Later, on the rocky surface of the comet, Rex has his hands poised on a menacing lever.
When I pull this lever, the comet will change course and dinosaurs will forever rule the Earth!
Not so fast, dinosaur man.
Bronson! Hiding behind that conveniently placed rock and wielding two pistols I see.
Nick, how did you survive the rocket trip into space without oxygen?
Shut up, traitor. To think I once loved you.
You did? Oh, Nick.
Yes, very touching, I'm sure. But if you could get back to the lever...
That was a warning shot. Next one goes through your peanut-sized brain.
Clearly you do not know the rituals for unarmed combat. If you fire a gun across my temple, you are challenging me to a duel.
Bring it on, lizard breath.
Rex and Nick leap at the same time, locked in a desperate battle for survival. Kapow! Bang! Kablooey! Krakow! Warsaw!
I knew I would be triumphant, mainly because I have a lot of teeth and a big tail.
You can't keep me pinned to the ground with your tail forever.
I won't need to, because now, little man, it's time for your extinctioning. I'm going to stab out your heart with this conveniently placed knife.
Cassandra, quick! Hit him from behind with that conveniently placed shovel.
Huh?
Oh, Nick, it's you I love. Rex made me do such terrible things, but you showed me the true way.
Quick, babe. Let's blow this popsicle stand. Let me just put this conveniently placed bomb on that lever over there.
Back in the future, alone in Nick's office.
Wow, Nick. I still can't believe we escaped that explosion and traveled back into the present day.
It's like I said. All you have to do is jump right before the explosion hits. And it catapulted us forward in time, just like I always knew it would.
You're so smart, Nick.
Look out, guys! I don't know how you did it, Nick, but you saved the entire human race from extinction again!
You mean extinctioning? And all without doing one thing by your precious rulebook.
If you looked at that rulebook even once, you know that there's something you can't solve with just attitude and excessive violence, Nick!
Hey, it all worked out in the end.
Are you kidding? Do you have any idea how much paperwork I have to fill out? I still can't get used to your shoot first and ask questions later type of justice.
Hey, Murph, scram, will ya? I got some unfinished business here.
I think I need another vacation.
So you're a dinosaur, eh?
Yeah.
I don't usually deal with dinos. Do you still have that mask?
Sorry. I lost it in the explosion.
Then I guess that's that. See you in the past, babe.
Wait. Did you mean this mask?
That's the one.
Oh, Nick.
Tune in next time for the next installment of Nick Bronson, Dinosaur Hunter.
Nick Bronson, Dinosaur Hunter. Go, Nick!
I'll get you, Nick Bronson! Mark my words, you'll be sorry you ever heard the name Rex T. Rex.